Exclusive, J.D. Vance, Make the Left Suffer Real Consequences. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 20, 2021. J.D. Vance, a candidate for U.S. Senate in Ohio, spoke to Breitbart News Saturday about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, big tech censorship, and how Republicans need to make the left suffer real consequences. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview asking Vance about his thoughts on the not guilty verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. That was pretty obvious if you looked at the video that the kid was innocent. That he did what any normal person would do to prevent themselves from being killed by people. Turned out more like rapists and convicted felons, Vance said. Vance also commended the jurors for not falling victim to MSNBC's intimidation tactics. I'm really proud, frankly, of the jurors, who I think withstood a lot of media and political pressure, to actually come to the right verdict, and proud of our country that we let an innocent kid walk free, he said. But man, I'm really disappointed in our media. And I think that we should not celebrate too much about what's going on. Because well, I'm happy for Kyle. I'm really, really worried about what this case means. First of all, why was it brought in the first place? Second of all, why is the media allowed to harass the jury into almost convicting him? And most importantly, why does everybody, from the President of the United States to every mainstream reporter, call this kid a white supremacist when he shot other white people in self-defense? Vance also touched on the partisan role big tech played in the Rittenhouse case as the story developed. Remember, Silicon Valley refused to allow Kyle Rittenhouse to do crowdfunding for his legal defense. This is not a rich kid, very expensive legal defense, said Vance. They were actually doing employee matching of the people who were trying to prevent the rioters from going to jail. Silicon Valley was promoting the riot and make it impossible for Kyle Rittenhouse to defend itself. Boyle then discussed the disconnect between the facts of the case as they were laid out during the trial and the way the mainstream media initially reported the story. I was somewhat hopeful that after the guy who got his arm shot off, when he said, "Well, I pointed the gun at him before he shot me." I thought that everybody kind of had this come to Jesus moment when they realized how much they had attacked and assaulted this kid, Vance said. The problem here is that I think that these people don't care about the truth. Right? This is what we've learned. This is frankly the gift that this trial has given our country is. It's revealed that the leftist mob, the media, and the politicians, they don't care about the truth. Vance floated the idea of changing the country's libel laws as a way to penalize the media for their malicious reporting. We're the only country where a left-wing media is allowed to aggressively and maliciously lie about children. And they were allowed to in this case, maybe they should suffer some financial penalties, Vance said. He also mentioned Covington Catholic's Nick Sandman, who received a multi-million-dollar settlement in a lawsuit against the mainstream media. I hope Kyle Rittenhouse gets paid twice, three times, four times as much. It sends a signal to the media that when you lie and cheat and steal, we're gonna come after you and you're going to pay consequences for it. Boyle next asked Vance about the $1.75 trillion social spending bill that the U.S. House of Representatives passed on Friday. So they're spending a lot more money than they claim that they're spending. I mean, I've been hopeful cinema or mansion will save us. I'm starting to get a little nervous, Vance said. Frankly, this is gonna find its way into law and it's gonna permanently transform our country. Vance noted that this bill creates more problems than it solves. I guess my big question is what problem does this solve? He asked. Does it lower spending or does it refill our supply chains? No. We have a terrible immigration crisis. This bill will make the immigration crisis worse by basically giving away big parts of our national wealth to people who break our laws and solve that problem. Does it strengthen our position in the world, too? The point when the Biden administration shows weakness? No, don't solve that problem. What problem does it solve? Vance continued. It makes energy more expensive, which is good for Democrat donors. It makes the Biden administration's political hands more powerful because it means more illegal aliens that will vote Democratic. And it means more inflation for the workers that didn't vote for Joe Biden, which I think provides them with some systems of revenge. So we just need to be honest that what this bill actually does, it harms normal Americans, it rewards Democrats in power. It's a pretty disgusting piece of legislation, said Vance. Boyle and Vance next discussed the recent $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that passed the House with the help of 13 Republican members. Vance criticized those Republican members for giving Biden the political capital necessary to push forward with the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better agenda. But Republicans should have recognized that we gave the Democrats this win on the infrastructure bill, and we made it easy on them. They would just go and pass the Build Back Better agenda. And they would have a lot of political capital to do it, said Vance. We bailed out Biden politically, and this guy had just had the Afghanistan disaster. He's embarrassed us on the world stage, is falling asleep in meetings with world leaders. His own party seems to be talking openly about replacing him, before the 2024 elections. His vice president is a total joke. Republicans gave this guy a massive, massive win. And we basically bailed him out, and what did he do with all of the political capital that Republicans gave him? He then went and passed this piece of legislation, which is your point, he said. Boyle asked Vance what he would do differently than our current senators once elected to the Senate. I think there are all of these specific things that I would do differently than at a very high level. What we have to realize is that the left only responds to material consequences, Vance said. So go fund into platforming Kyle Rittenhouse, they're not going to respond to mean letters from senators like me. What they're going to respond to is the threat of being broken up, the threat of being taxed, the threat of being ruined if they continue to align themselves politically with the left. Vance also floated the idea of bringing Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger before a congressional committee and putting pressure on the U.S. Justice Department to investigate Binger and file a civil rights lawsuit for bringing charges against Rittenhouse. Vance also doubled down on the idea of changing the country's libel laws as a way to penalize the mainstream media for lying. Everybody needs to recognize that unless most Republicans expose these guys to real consequences for continuing to basically set our civilization on fire, then they're not going to change, he said. And that's what's, I think, is really different about this next generation of Republicans. Of course, I think I'm among them, but there are others like me who are running. Not just on complaining about these problems, not just waving our finger at a congressional committee and a Silicon Valley CEO, but actually exposing these guys to real consequences for continuing to set our country on fire. That's what's gonna change, that's what we have to do differently. And we just have to survive until more guys like me can do this and actually push back against what has become the main power center in our country, the institutional left. Boyle and Vance finished their interview discussing the January 6 rioters facing federal charges despite the Democrat rioters not facing any charges for the riots that plagued the country last summer. We've used some different tactics. Let me put it that way. The left is playing to win. They're making it impossible for conservatives to live a life in this country. I think conservatives have to push back and actually make the left suffer some real consequences, he said. I mean, everything. The censorship, the firing, the political prosecutions, all of this stuff happens. Because when Republicans do have power, we're terrified to actually push back against the left. We say we want to bring jobs back from China, well, we're not going to bring jobs back from China by having politicians whine about it all the time, said Vance. We're going to bring jobs back from China by doing what Trump did, which is put tariffs on the companies that are doing business with China. If you're willing to make these people suffer consequences, then you're on the right side of this debate. If you're just going to complain about it, then you're on the wrong side. You're going to continue to sell our country out to the Chinese and ask the left, said Vance. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.